this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. This week we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. The surprise vote has plunged Britain into political turmoil with the leadership of both the Conservative and Labour parties in doubt. Former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband told NBC's Meet the Press that there will be economic fallout from Brexit.
From my point of view, the economics, short term and medium term, are very dangerous. This was branded Project Fear by the Leave campaign, but actually it was Project Fact. That investment in the UK is significantly driven by our access to the European single market.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
I am absolutely convinced, President Obama is absolutely convinced, that we will be able to work through this in a sensible, thoughtful way that takes the best strengths of the EU, the best strengths of the marketplace, the best interests of our national security and international security, and works to keep them moving in the right direction for our countries.
John Kerry, a senior Iraqi official, says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city still held by IS. Panama officially opened an addition to its canal Sunday for a new generation of supercargo ships. The opening caps a 9-year, $5.4 billion expansion. This is VOA News. Spaniards voted Sunday in a repeat election, hoping to break a political deadlock that began in December following the last election. The vote at that time gave no party enough support in parliament to form a government on its own. Political leaders were unable to form a ruling coalition. The results in today's election indicates a stronger showing for the Conservative People's Party, but the PP still does not have enough seats to gain a ruling majority. Sunday's results roughly mirrored those in the previous election, leaving Spain in political limbo. Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize relations, ending a 6-year rift. The break in relations began in 2010 with an Israeli naval raid on a Turkish vessel that was trying to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. An Israeli official confirmed the agreement Sunday. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say more have been wounded in the days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. Regional officials say the fighting in Nangarhar province's Kot district subsided on Sunday, but search and clearing operations were still underway. Two new political surveys released Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton has a growing lead in the U.S. presidential race. A Washington Post ABC News poll said support for Republican challenger Donald Trump has plunged in recent weeks, giving Clinton a 51-39% edge nationwide among registered voters. Just a month ago, a poll by the same news organizations had Trump ahead of the former U.S. Secretary of State, 46-44. A poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News shows Clinton with a 46-41 edge, a 2-point gain over last month. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue an important decision Monday on abortion. At issue is whether state laws mandating increased medical protections for abortion patients actually pose an undue burden on abortion providers, unconstitutionally hindering women's ability to get abortions. The court will rule on a Texas law requiring abortion providers to have patient admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and to be equipped with costly health care equipment. Authorities in Somalia say a siege at a Mogadishu hotel has ended. A government minister says at least 20 people were killed in the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying that the hotel was frequented by what it calls apostate government members. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.